We're glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
Let me tell you something. God will allow anything you'll allow. How many of you know that? Anything you allow, God will allow it. You know, God will let you leave here and go rob a filling station before you go home if you want to. Now, you're foolish if you do, but God's not going to stop you. Now, policemen may, but God's not going to do it. And you see, people use that as a cop-out sometimes. They say, oh, yeah, I know, Brother Capps, that God didn't make me sick, but he allowed it. Listen, God will allow anything you'll allow. He gave the earth to man. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Now, let me just explain that to you. In England, Arkansas, I bought a farm back in 1973, and I farmed it for several years. Then I went into the full-time ministry. 3 years ago, I sold out my equipment and leased my farm out to my cousin, Floyd. And he has a 5-year lease on that farm. Now, this is essentially what happened to the earth. When God gave the earth to Adam, he gave him a lease on this earth. Now, evidently, this lease runs for approximately 6,000 years. Give or take some. Probably give. And that earth lease was to Adam. Adam turned that thing over to Satan. And see, when it says in Psalms 115, verse 16, the heavens, even the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth hath he given to the children of men. He gave man the earth lease. It was under his control. Now, when it says subdue it, that means that Adam's going to do it. How's he going to do it? With words, faith-filled words. How's he going to bring this thing under control? Now, have you ever just stopped and thought what Adam had to control the earth with? Here he has all these animals that God's created and put there. And you see there where God went out and brought all the animals to him. See what he had named them. Here he comes and he brings this one in. And he says, what are you going to name this thing? And it's a hopping along. He said, well, Jack, you're a rabbit. And it stuck. He's still called a jackrabbit today, and he's got long ears. Then here he comes dragging this thing in, you know, and he said, well, Allie, you're a gator. And it stuck, man. Alligator, that's it. Still there. But now, Adam had authority in this earth. He said, if it gets out of line, you subdue it. Now, what about the elephants? Man, them elephants and... goodness gracious, you ever try to subdue an elephant? I was over in Africa a few years ago, and there's some of them things, man. They say they can run 40 miles an hour. I don't know how many tons they weigh. I done forgot, man, they're huge, though. Twice as tall as I am. How would Adam subdue an elephant? What's he going to do with a 7-foot alligator? How's he going to do it? With the authority that God delegated to him. How's he going to do it? He's going to do it exactly like God did it. He is a duplication of God's kind. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, you see in verse 2, the earth is void and without form. Now, God didn't create it that way. If we had time to go into that, I don't have time to get into it. If you want to know about it, well, you will have to get some of the tapes. I got a 2-tape series called The World That Was. I'll get into that. But God created the heavens and the earth, and then it says, God looked out over the darkness, you see, that covered the earth, and he said, light be. And the Hebrew says, light was. How did God subdue the earth? With his words. Now here's the key, and we're going to follow it all through the Bible in all of the teaching. The key to dominion is first of all, knowing the authority that's been delegated and being willing to use the authority that has been delegated to you. And there is no authority enforced, delegated, or otherwise instituted without words. Say it with me. Authority is delegated, instituted, and put into motion with words. And God said, subdue the earth and have dominion over it. Now, can't you just see one of those elephants come trampling through the garden there, you know, trampling down the flowers and the watermelons and all of that? What's Adam going to do? He's going to use his words and his faith. Faith-filled words. I know this is elementary to many of you, but it's vital to understanding this. God looked and he saw darkness. Now, if it had been some people I know, they'd have said, "Woo, it's getting dark out there, darker. Dear God, I don't believe we'll ever get light." But God, using his words and his faith, looked into the face of darkness and said, "Light." Somebody said, "Well, yeah, I can understand that because that's God." Well, you ought to be able to understand this because he said he created you in his own image and in his likeness. Jesus, out of his own mouth, made this statement: "All things are possible with God." Well, I'm with God. Are you? Then he made it stronger. He said, "All things are possible to him that believeth." Now, if him don't believe it, him ain't going to say it. You understand? If you don't believe it, that's not too good English, but it helps you understand some things if you say it that way. All things are possible to him that believeth. So all things are not possible to him that don't believe it. Somebody say, "I don't believe this authority stuff." Well, it's not possible to you. Now, I tell you, I never did like to try to start out on top on something like this. I've seen some people, they get so up about this thing, and they want to run out here and build a third story on a vacant lot. You ever try to do that? No, you don't want to do that. You got to build the first story first. I saw this in the Bible, that God had given man dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, and I got so excited about it, I said, "Thank God I'll catch more fish now." You can't act any further than you have knowledge. I didn't know that God gave me dominion over the fish of the sea. I'd read it and heard it read probably, but I never even thought about it applying to me. I thought it meant Adam. And of course, he's talking to Adam. And I thought, well, thank God. See, what spurred the whole thing was that the Spirit of God spoke to me one time and said, "What you need to do is forget all you ever heard about the Bible." And that kind of shocked me. And he said, "Go back and read it like you never heard it before." If you become indoctrinated by your doctrine, you ought to go read the Bible like you never heard it before. When you get indoctrinated, you quit learning. You go back and read that Bible like you never heard it before, and you're going to learn some things. So I just started with Genesis, and when I got down to that, where it says he gave him dominion over the fish of the sea, I said, "Glory to God, I'll catch more bass now. I like the bass fish." And I know people think, "Oh, why, surely that doesn't work." Surely it does. I started confessing it. Thank God I have dominion. I wouldn't dare fish a lake or a reservoir without taking dominion over the bass of that lake. Wouldn't dare fish it. In fact, a friend of mine the other day, Carlton Dory, invited me over to fish in one of his reservoirs. And we got in there and we started fishing. Well, I started hollering, "I have dominion over the bass of this reservoir." Well, he wasn't too impressed. He didn't say anything. We was fishing long there, you know. And I caught a little bass, you know, and put him in the boat. He's still not too impressed, you know. I'm still hollering, "I have dominion." And I caught another one. Well, he's still not too excited. And we moved on down the lake a little bit, and we got in one spot, and I caught three. And now he's throwing right behind me, and he hadn't got a bite, not one. And when I caught the third one, he jumped up and hollered, "Lord, not all of them!" He finally decided, if I don't start saying something, he's going to take dominion over all these fish. And I want you to know, when he started saying, he had some dominion, he started catching fish. Now, God will just show out sometimes when you start acting on the little things. See, that's why I said, don't try to build a third story on a vacant lot. Start with little things. Know your dominion in the earth. Take dominion over the flies in your house. I was ministering in a full gospel meeting down in Harlingen, Texas several years ago, and I was up there preaching, you know, and this demon-possessed fly. You've seen him. He buzzed around and around and right on my nose. And then he'd get up here, and you know, you'd do like that, and he'd just go, and you know, they're taping the meeting. What am I going to do, you know? And I'm sitting there, I'm trying to be nice about it. And finally, that thing just worried me till I just stopped and said, well, I might stop and take a party over this fly. I said, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, you depart this place. He went, and left. Never saw him again. Never saw him again. Somebody said, yeah, but I'm afraid to do that because what if he didn't? Well, you're practicing your faith and your authority. I'd rather exercise it, even if he didn't go, as to sit there and let a demon-possessed fly worry me all through the service. And that's all in the world it is, a demon-possessed fly. You have authority, and you have dominion. But I'll tell you, the problem is we just haven't taken it. We haven't exercised it. I could tell you lots of fish stories. If you've heard some of my tapes, you've probably heard most of them, though. You haven't heard that one because that just happened a few days ago. But this thing works, folks, but you're going to have to believe it. And you're going to have to act on it. And you're going to have to practice it. You see, you're practicing your dominion. You may not be perfect when you start, but I'll tell you, you start on it and practice it.
I appreciate you joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast today. Now, all of this week, our book offer is book offer number 7504. 7504. It's called Your Spiritual Authority. Now, this is the same book that was called Authority in Three Worlds when it first came out. So if you have the book Authority in Three Worlds, you have this one. But we changed the name to Your Spiritual Authority because we felt it dealt more in line with what we talk about in this book, and we have a new cover on it. It's a 180-page paperback for $10 plus $4 postage and handling, total of $14. In this book, we talk about authority and the dominion that God gave mankind. Now, if you don't realize that God has given you authority, you're probably not going to operate in any of that authority. Let me read you some of the titles. Chapter 1 is Man Under Authority. God gave man dominion. Read Genesis chapter 1. Then chapter 2, it's in His image. We're created in the image of God and His likeness. And then chapter number 3 is Dominion Through Words. Now, if you don't understand that words is the way that you exercise dominion, you need to get insight into that, because God has given us the authority to speak the word of God after Him to change situations and circumstances. Whosoever shall say to the mountain, or mountain of situation, be thou removed, be cast in the sea, doubt not in his heart, believe what he saith, and it'll come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Well, when you understand that, it'll help you. Remember, the book offer is 7504. It's called Your Spiritual Authority, 180-page paperback. It's $10 plus $4 postage and handling, total of $14. We have a toll-free order line, 1-877-396-9400. That's 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this is Charles Capps reminding you that the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and yes, Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.